Episode 10. Shalom, this is Eliyahu Mitrov with this week's Talmud podcast. This is the fourth shiur in the third perek of Bava Metzia HaMafkid. So the Mishnah said that if somebody gives his friend a behem or a kelim, so if he pays and he doesn't want to take a shavua, so then the shomer acquires the kefil, the future kefil. When they catch the ganav that he has to pay double or four or five times the amount, it goes to the shomer since he paid. And the Seifa says, nishba v'lo retzei l'shalim. If, on the other hand, the shomer wants to take the shavua and he does not want to pay, so then the kefil, the future kefil, is going to go back to the original baal. Why? Because he never paid for the animal. He took the shavua and he matured himself. Therefore, the baal is not willing to give him the kefil, like the Gemara explains. Comes along the Namuki Yosef and he says like this, L'chor ikar l'midak, hak sefer lamali, peshita. What do we need this sefer for? Why do we need to teach that if the guy takes a shavua and he doesn't want to pay, that he doesn't get the kefil? That's obvious. Kevin the lo shilem, since he didn't pay, lo machi le kefela. The baal didn't give him the kefela. He's not going to get the kefil. The baal doesn't want to give him the kefil unless he's going to pay. The whole tachlis, the whole reason why the baal wants to give away the kefil is to get him to pay. So if he's not going to pay, of course he's not going to get the kefil. What's the chiddush that it goes back to the original owner? It's obvious. Mihu, however, but Perika goes to Eitzim, over there in Baba Kama 108a, Daik Rabba Mine. Rabba does learn something from the sefer. Nishba v'shilem. The Gemara over there has a question. What if he does both? What if he takes a shavua and he also pays? The akach hukar ganav. Afterwards, they find the ganav. Mishalem kefil l'shomer. The chiddush is, according to Rava, that we pay the kefil to the shomer. Because according to Rava, what's the difference when he pays? As long as he pays, the baal wants his money. And as long as he gets his money, he's willing to give over the kefil. And he learns this from a diuk, an inference from the sefer. Because it says in the sefer that he takes a shavua and he doesn't want to pay. Klal, we can make a diuk. Harotzi l'shalim, but if he wants to pay, achr makan, afterwards. Afa pisha nishba, even though he took a shavua and he schlepped the guy to the Beis Din, maki le kefela, he's still going to get the kefel. For palik b'zeh im abaya, and he argues with Abaya. But we see that the Namuki Yosef asked the question. The question was, Peshita, of course, if the guy takes a shavua and he doesn't pay, so of course the shomer is not going to get the kefil. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is not like gufe. You're right, that original statement, there's no chiddush in that statement. Where's the chiddush? In the diuk, in the inference, because it says, if he takes a shavua and he doesn't want to pay, so he doesn't get the kefil. Mashma though, if he takes a shavua and he wants to pay afterwards, so he will get the kefil. So the Namuki Yosef answers the question by saying, no, it's not Peshita, because Rava learns an inference from it. So I just want to read over now the Gemara in Baba Kama 108a that the Namuki Yosef was speaking on. It says like this, that if the Bailim, the original owners, ask the Shomer for their thing back, and what happens? The Shomer is nishpa v'shalem. He takes a shavua, and then he says, okay, I'll pay. And after that, they find the thief. Kefil lemi. Who does the kefil go to? Abaya omer labao. Abaya says it goes to the original owner. Rav omer, it goes to the shomer. Abaya says to the baal, why? He made him take the shavua, which means he schlepped him over to the Beis Din and he took the shavua, and then all of a sudden that he pays. Abaya says he doesn't care. You know why? Because once he schlepped him to the Beis Din, I'm not going to give you the kefil. The whole reason why I gave you the kefil, the future kefil, that if it gets stolen and the thief gets caught and then you wind up getting the kefil, that was only given to you because you wouldn't schlep me to Beis Din, you would pay up front. What did you do? You schlepped me to Beis Din and then you paid. I don't care. I'm not going to give you the kefil. Rava says no. It goes to the shomer. Why? Because since he paid, maknilei kefil. Rava says, well, it has nothing to do with tircha. The guy wants his money. So even though he took up the Beis Din and he schlepped him there and he had to hear the shavua, but at the end of the day, the guy paid. So he just says, listen, I don't care. As long as you pay, you get the kefil. That's the machlokas. Then it quotes our entire Mishnah. I want to explain where each one learns from. They learn from the inferences in our Mishnah. Abaya makes an inference from the Reisha, and Rava makes an inference from the Sefer, which we just brought down in the Namuk Yosef. Abaya makes an inference from the Reisha. What does he say? It says, Tikatani Shilem, Valorit Senishba. It says, if he pays, and he doesn't want to take a Shavua. Taima the Lord say Lishba, he doesn't want to take a Shavua. But if he does take a Shavua, Afa Pisha Shilim, even though he paid, Lemin Lemishalem, Labao Pekadon. So the Kefil stays by the bark, he's not willing to give it away. And Rabbi Mazdaik from the Sefer, Nishba, it says in the Sefer that if he took a Shavua, the Lord say Lishalem, Taima, who does it go to? It goes to the original owner. But that's only because the Lorotzi Lishalem, because he doesn't want to pay. Hashilem, if he pays, Afo Pishanishpa, even though he slept in the Bastin, the Milim Shalem, should be a Piketon at slow. It goes to the Shomer. So that was the Gemara that the Namuki Yosef brought that said it's Peshitta, the safest Peshitta, that if a guy takes a Shavua and he doesn't pay, that he's not going to get the Kefil. The Namuki Yosef says the Rav learns a Chiddush from there because even though he took the Shavua, if he would pay later, he will get the Kefil. Comes along the Panei Yeshua with the same difficulty. The Panei Yeshua says like this, L'chori yesh temua, the high bubble, my kamashmalan. What is the safer coming to teach us? Peshitta, milsa to Peshitta he. Dibishlema the Rava, it's good in toying to Rava. He makes the inference, Mahai Baba the Sefer, the Heker, the Nishba, Vishilim, Belachak, Shavua, the Kefa, Nifkad, Imken, Asi Shaper, everything's fine. Except now, Pnei Yeshua is going to say, wait a second, that's good for Rava. The Namuki Yosef answered for Rava why it's Peshitta. But it has to be a Chiddush to both Bai and Rava. It can't be that a Bai has a Mishnah with the Sefer that it's Peshitta. Very nice he answered for Rava, the Pnei Yeshua says. But now you have to answer for Abaya. Masha Enkin Labaya, the Daik Maresha, Ifka, Adarab, but just the opposite. Abaya learned from the Resha that says that if you pay and you don't take a Shavua, what would be in the case where you did both? You took a Shavua and then you paid. What does Abaya say? The opposite then. He says in such a case, you do not get it because you schlepped the Baal to Bastin and the Baal doesn't want to give it to you. He learns the opposite. So according to him, the safe is obviously Peshitta. That it says that if you take a Shavua and you do not pay, so you don't get it. And there's no Chiddush Lidiyuke, Adarabah. The Abaya learns the opposite. He makes an inference from the Reisha, produces the opposite din. Nahi, the Dochek that Abaya came on, he had to remove the Diuk of Rava by saying a Dochek Peshat, the parish of Nishba, Valorad Lishalim, Haile Shalorad Silishalim, Kodem a Shavua. Surely he will not get it. That's the Peshat that Abaya said to remove Rava's Diuk. So Enoch Enami, it's Tochek. Makom, Zeh Din, Lo Nisker Beferush. Nevertheless, his din is not explicitly stated. For Adaraba, Ihavishatik Mahak Bababa the Sefer. If we wouldn't have the Sefer at all, Koshekain, the Havishamina Lahak Dinim Bababa the Resha. Surely we will learn the din from the Reisha. The Reisha says that if a guy is Shilem and Lord say Nishpa, the din is that he gets it. Mashma, if he's Shilem and he takes a Shavua, he will not get it. So according to Abaya, who learns the opposite din, we don't need the Sefer Baklau. We don't need it at all. Not the Liuke, not Legufe, not at all. So what do? Abaya has a Mishnah where the Sefer is not needed. It can't be. So the Pnei Yeshua wants to answer that really there is a Chiddush, not in the Diuk, in the goof of what it says. Because at the very end of the Mishnah, it says in such a case, when a guy takes a Shavua and he doesn't want to pay, who does it go to? To the Baal Pikadon. He wants to say that's the Chiddush. The Ikedina Asil Hashmin and the Shaik Maha Kefo Maha Ganav Labailim. The Chiddush is that the Kefo does go to the Bailim, and it is a Chiddush. Why? Hecha Shaganav Mabes HaShomer. Even though it was stolen from the house of the Shomrim, you would think maybe the Kefil is not shaykh to the Bailim. Why? Because you shouldn't say, the low name of the Haganav Patur Legamre, the Lav Bawadin, the Bailim who? What does the Ganav have to do with the Bailim? The Ganav stole from the Shomer. That's his Bali Din. He should go to court against the Shomer. There are three parties involved. The thief should have to pay the Shomer, and the Shomer should have to pay the Bailim. What does the thief have to do with the original owners? Comes along the Chiddush of the Mishnah in a case where he takes a Shavua and he doesn't want to pay. Who gets the Kefil? The Bailim, and that's what it says, Labawa Pikadon. And a second answer that he wants to give, Vod Sakadak Tamira Bakiai Gavna, Lo Karinam Begonav Mabe Seish. You would think, this is a similar, very, very similar din, that you would think halachically it's not called mabesa e. She didn't steal from the house of the owner. Kukushios haritva, like the rich fast. Kamash malan afilachi chayev. Still, he's chayev. So that's the second answer. The second answer is you would think, hey, what does the devil do? We know that kefu is only chayev if you take mabei sa'ish. Here, he took from the house of the shomer. It was in the shomer's possession. That's what you would have been the havamina. Kamash malan. Though even in such a case where he takes a shivu, he doesn't want to pay, so then it goes back to the original owners. And therefore, Abaye now has a chiddush in the sefer. Comes along the Shita Mekubetzis and he wants to answer very similar to the Pnei Yeshua, but he adds a lot more meat to it. He says like this, Shilem Aloratzi Lishpa. Niri li, it appears to me, the Ikele Rivus, the Beresha Uba Sefer. He wants to say there's a Chiddush Gam in the Resha and also in the Sefer. The Resha Ashmina, what do we learn from the case where it says that if he pays and he doesn't want to take a Shavua, it goes to the Bali Din, the Afagav, the Im Hayarotzi Lishpa, Minhadin Uba Emes. Really, this guy was a perfectly good shomer. And he could take a shavua and be patur legamre completely. Hayenu dekamre lo rotzi lishpa. But still, even though it's a din emes and he could take the shavua and it's a shavua of truth, still he doesn't want to do it. Shahari amru. V'nimsa kishenignav geneva labailim lefia emes v'adin nachon. So since it's true that this was a good shomer, so that shomer was really an extension of the bailim. In other words, here you are, you have this thing, you give it to somebody else and he shomers it. It's like yours, it's mabesa, it is mabesa ish, an extension of you. And he could take a shavua, it's true, he can get away with the shavua. But is a shavua would be a shavua of emes. But since he did perfectly shmira, he was an extension of the bailim, you would think that the kefa always goes to the bailim. Comes along the mission to tell us, makom kevin de shalim, since he paid, velorotze lishpa, and he doesn't want to take the shavua, havi kefa shalo. The kefa goes to him. Because that was the original deal that the Baal had. He says, listen, if you pay me up front, you will get the kefal. But that's a chiddush. Why is that a chiddush? Because really you would think it's in the reshus of the Baal. Because the shomrim are perfectly good shomrim. It's an extension of the original owner. And therefore, when the thief stole it, he's chayev back to the Baal. Comes along the chiddush that if he pays, the shomer will get the kefal. That was the chiddush in the resha. And the chiddush in the sefer is like this: Af im lo haya yechol lishpa el shemina din haya chayav l'shalem kigon shenignav b'sheya. He wants to say the resha is talking about a case where he was not poshei, there was no negligence, but the sefer is a case where there was negligence. What does it say in the sefer? Nishpa v'loritzi l'shalem. He's negligent, and the shavu he's going to take is shekir, and he doesn't want to pay. He wants nothing to do with it. V'nimsa l'fia emes v'adin ha'nachon k'shegon ha'vaganev l'nifkad. The Haina Roya Kefa Leos Lishon Nifkat. He wants to say that since the Shomer was a bad Shomer, he was negligent, so then it left the house of the original owners. What happened? The original owner gave it to this guy. Then the guy was negligent, so it went out of the house of the original owners. You would think in such a case where the guy is negligent, who did the thief steal from? He didn't steal from the original owners because at this point the Shomer is Chayev. He's negligent. It's out of the house of the Baal. So he stole from the Shomer. Comes along the sefer of the Mishnah, makom makom kevin shenishpa v'lo etzil lishalim agilui milsa debalim nignava. Now he says, listen, since the guy is going to take a shavua, it's a shavua sheker, but he wants nothing to do with this thing. He doesn't want to be obligated, and he's willing to take a shavua sheker. So he has a gilui milsa that he's also not connected to this thing. Since he's not connected it, it stayed in the reshus of the bailim. Okay, where is it? I don't know. But it's been stolen from the reshus of the bailim because the shomer really wanted nothing to do with this thing. And that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that since he took a shavua and he doesn't want to pay, and it's a shavua sheker, so that means it's in the reshus of the bailim. You would have thought it left the reshus of the bailim, and therefore it belongs to the shomer, and the kefal goes to the shomer. No, it comes along the chiddush of the Mishnah, that if he takes a shavua, it's a gilui milsa, that he wants nothing to do it, and it says, like it says at the end of the Mishnah, who does the kefal go to? To the bawa pikadon. The kol heker the esib reshus it the mari. Because wherever it is, it's in the reshus and the bailim, and it was not in the reshus of the shomer because the shomer did a lousy job. Because lay alone, because shenignava afilu papashia, and it comes along that when he steals it, even papashia lebalim nignava, he stole it from the balim. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Elish yesh lem din ozai. You say, wait a second. If so, he stole from the balim. Why is the shomer chayev baklal? No, there's a din on him because since he was negligent, he has to pay it back. Of agufa behema bekafela, because shevach, everything that comes out of the animal, any kind of profits that come out, bein ruamela, bein makmas otzaor, whether it's profit, whether it comes automatically, for balim nihu, it's a balim. That is the chiddush of the Mishnah. But reishiv is safer bekor inyanhem. Now he's not saying that he's making an Kimta, that the Reish is only talking about where he was not pushay and not negligent, and the Seif is talking about negligent. No, it's talking about both. The question is, where's the Chiddush? The Chiddush in the Reish is where he's not negligent, and the Chiddush in the Seif is where he is negligent. Eila shelakak bako akas mahanach. Lashin lo rotze, both in the Reishiv and the Sefer, it says he doesn't want something. Lahodienu, to teach us, Sha'af Shadim Nishtane Hadin Minanidon, Gamadin Kefo Nigrar Acharav. Whether it's the Reish or the Sefer, it's still, wherever the animal is, that's who gets the Kefo. Like it said in the Reish, it says, Shilem, which means it moved from the Bailim to the Shomer. Because he doesn't want to take a Shavua. In such a case, the Shomrim will get the Kefil. And in the Sefer, it says Nishpa, but though it's in the Shalem. Since Nishpa, it's a Gilui Milsa, that he doesn't want a thing, and it moves back to the Rishus of the Bailim. Okay, that's it for this week's shiur. Please leave comments and look underneath this video for any extras or any links to other sources that will help you to understand this class. Umarabakive ashraichem, isruvai lashraichem, lifenai miyapem.